Welcome to the final Rocket Football podcast of the season. Crittenden County ends at 3-8 this year after a 58-0 loss at top-ranked Owensboro Catholic last weekend. Coach Starnes, OCATH, the Aces, they were everything they were billed to be.
Yeah, Chris, they're very solid all the way from their linemen to the secondary. And, you know, we said it before, they're ranked number one in Class 2A, and they're ranked that way for a reason. And, you know, we were able to witness a great football team all the way across. We felt like that, you know, we had opportunity to try to hang in there and play as hard as we could possibly play. And I think for the most part, I think our kids did that. And so, you know, we're very proud of this group of guys. You know, the seniors, there's 14 seniors that we had on this team. And so, you know, they showed their leadership and they tried hard. It was very emotional before the game and even after the game. Yeah. And, you know, it touched us as coaching staff. And, you know, we're very proud of this group and this team.
You know, it was a little emotional for me, you know, seeing these guys that you've watched play together for the past, I don't know, seems like 12 years. I think some of them, like Vince said earlier, they've been playing together since they were in second grade, some of them. And it's just, it's tough whenever you have to say goodbye to them because we become, you know, I do myself, writing about them, doing these podcasts, going to the games. I feel like they're part of my family, too, and I know the fans feel that way. And I know after the game, all the people who are coming up and, you know, giving these big guys hugs, and it's very emotional. And it's very touching, I thought, and it just a testament to the way Crittenden County cares about its football program.
Yeah, and, you know, it is for us as coaches as well. We get attached to them, and, you know, we watch them grow through Little League, and we're out there watching them play and through middle school and then up through high school and see them – come in as freshmen and then leave as seniors, and you know, but that's the way it is in life, and that's what we have to do. And we try to prepare these kids for life, and a lot of decisions that we make, you know, we want them to understand that their life decisions and their life lessons that can be learned from participating in football, and hopefully that they get that. And so it is very emotional. It's like a father turning their kid out to the world and turning them loose and saying, now go out and do the things that we taught you to do. And so it's emotional. It was emotional for us before the game, emotional after the game. And, you know, we're very proud of these guys. And, you know, it's a great feeling when you can see how much it actually means to those guys, knowing that they're not going to be able to play in a Crittenden County uniform again.
And it was an especially emotional moment in a game. Coach Clark, for you and your youngest son, Devin. And Devin went out on a high note. I thought he had a good game.
Devin did. Devin had a good game. He had a good season. He played hard. And you know, we're very proud of Devin and the type of kid that he has evolved into and the type of player that he evolved to. He, you know, he worked hard. He was one of the kids that committed himself, you know, to off season, getting in shape, you know, lifting weights and making himself better. And Devin watched a lot of film on the weekends with me. And, you know, football has been a very big part of our life, you know, for several years now. And it was emotional. It was a sad time, you know, to, you know, say, hey, you know, that it's over. And but we're proud of Devin, and we're proud of you know, all these seniors that have you know, played with a lot of courage this year. You know, I think it's safe to say it's one of the toughest schedules that we've had, if not the toughest schedule. And you know, our kids prepared week in and week out, and you know, at times stood toe to toe with some very good teams. You know, we couldn't finish, and you know, that was the tough thing about it. And I think the people that know these kids and know this program, that is, these kids aren't defined by, you know, a 3-7 regular season. You know, it was a tough schedule, and you know, these kids worked hard, and we're proud of them. We're proud of the type of kids they are. You know, they work hard in the classroom. They're yes sir, no sir type kids, and that's, you know, that's the only thing that we've asked our kids to do is to play hard and be coachable.
kind of run down through some of these individual statistics from the game. Clint Asbridge had maybe one of his best games, probably was his best game of the season, 5 solo tackles, and one of the biggest hits of the game. He popped a kid in the secondary there. It was they'd caught a pass. He came out of nowhere and bow. You could hear it all the way across the stadium.
You know, we have to say we're proud of Clint because he did that last two games with a sore shoulder, an injured shoulder too. So, you know, it says a lot for him and what it means for him to be out there last two games.
Yeah, good game for Clint. And Eli Bebout, 2 solos, 4 assists, and Noah Dickerson, 5 solos in the game. Cozart, 4 solos and an assist. Daniel Wagner had 3 solos. And Dugan Overfield, 5 solos, probably his biggest game of the year.
Yeah, you know, we're proud of him. He came in there, defensive end, played well, and had a big game.
You know, Bobby Knox also, I don't know, did you mention Bobby?
You know, I don't.
Well, 4 solos and 2 assists.
I miss Bobby here. Mm-hmm. I need to get him, make sure I get him on my list.
Yeah.
Offensively, Zach Tinsley came into the game there in the fourth quarter, had 41 yards rushing. Brendan Phillips, I think, led the way with 11 carries, 52 yards. Grant had 18 carries, 48 yards. And then from there on, it kind of falls off there. But Travis Gilbert was 8 for 20 with 1 interception on the game and 54 yards. And that interception came at the end. We had a little chance to score there and maybe get the goose egg.
Yeah, you know, that was my fault. We wanted to try to score there at the end. You know, they're late in the game. They had we were able to move the ball on. They had their JV in there, so we were trying to score and where we didn't have a goose egg on it. And you know, so it's my fault that instead of trying to run the clock down, we were trying to score, and therefore threw an interception and they returned it for a touchdown. So, you know, I take the blame for that.
Well, it's been one of those seasons. 3 victories on the year, and maybe had a chance to get a couple more that we felt like we let get away. But all that's behind us now. Some of these teams are now behind us. We're going to look to maybe a little lighter schedule next year. Can you talk at all about who you've got on the slate right now?
Well, it's not final. I've sent out contracts on the ones that we have home games, and that's the way it works, you know. The home team sends out the contracts, and so, you know, we know that that we're going to play Houston County, Tennessee, that's on the other side of Dover. We're going to play them week 0. We're going to play our bowl game, Hopkins County Central, week 1. Week 2 right now is open. We can't find somebody to fill that schedule yet. Then we're going to play Union County week 3. We're going to play Webster County week 4. Week 5 is Muhlenberg County, 6 is Marshall County, and then we get into our district, 7, 8, 9, get in our district, and then right now we have an open week right now. We've got 9 games right now. We're trying to fill the 10th game, but we know that we're going to play Houston County, we're going to Tennessee, we're going to play Marshall County, Muhlenberg County. We're going to play Hopkins County Central and Union County as non-district games.
Probably the only one of those that our fans are not familiar at all with is that Houston County, Tennessee team. They're a Class 2A team. They're somewhere middle of the road or lower every year. They're not on too many people's radar screens, not a great program year in and year out. Now, this year, last time I checked, they were 6-3. I don't know what they did the last week, but that's in Aaron, Tennessee, like you said, just south of Dover.
Well, I mean, and that's exactly right. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get teams that are same size as we are playing. They have about 450 kids in their school, and so they're about the same size that we are, and maybe just a little bit larger than we are, but that's what we want to do. We want to try to get rid of our larger schools. And if I could find smaller schools to play us, I'd get rid of Muhlenberg and Marshall County. Yeah. We just try to get schools that are our size. We're still working on McLean County, and hopefully we can get them the next 2 years because this is a 2-year contract. This cycle ends the cycle of the contract, so your upcoming contract in 13 and 14 will be a 2-year cycle that we have to play in because it has to be a home and home game.
So we look to next year. We've got a lot of kids coming back. Now, next year, we're not going to have many seniors. I think in the junior and sophomore class right now, maybe, a dozen kids total? in both those classes.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be low numbers. We had a great group of seniors in high numbers this year. And so, you know, we're going to be I think this is probably the first time since I've been here to have to say that we're looking to really, truly rebuild because, you know, we have two kids returning, two starters returning from both sides of the ball. And so there's going to be a lot of new faces. We're going to have young kids to step up. We're going to have freshmen that's coming in that's going to have to be able to play. So, you know, we just have to get tougher and get prepared and get in the weight room and get ready to play the 2013 season.
Well, the guys that I can think of, Brendan Phillips will, of course, be back, and quarterback Travis Gilbert. And then you've got Noah Dickerson, who's really come on this year, and he's going to be a player of the future, I think. And those are the three that – I can think of, and then, of course, the Hollis, Dylan Hollis has really come on and played well, too. Some of the kids in Stone, you know, some of the players we're going to have to really build around.
Yeah, and Wagner, Daniel Wagner will be a senior. And, you know, it's just going to be a matter of whether or not those guys prepare themselves to play a little bit softer schedule, but they're still competitive games.
Yeah, well, it's been a tough 2 years with this beefed up schedule, if you will, and I think we'll all take a little sigh of relief now that we are going to get back and play some schools more our size, and then hopefully we'll get some more W's. You only need two more, you know, to be 150.
The way it's going, it might take a couple more years too, but you know, we just need to get through these 2 years, and hopefully KHSA will see fit into putting us back in the class that we need to be in Class A. So. You know, it's a lot of it's out of our control, but, you know, we just have to play the schedule that we're dealt and, you know, play it hard.
Yeah. Coach Clark, any closing comments, overview of the season? You've got anything particular?
Well, one thing I'd say, Chris, is that we certainly appreciate the support of you and the press. We've enjoyed this time, you know, sharing our comments with the parents and the public and everything. And, you know, it's great to work in a county that loves its football like Crittenden County does. And I know that our community has supported these kids, you know, for many, many years, and they support our program. And we're very appreciative of that, really. Thank you.
Well, we enjoy doing it, and we'll enjoy looking forward to next year. And you'll start taking up the equipment just as we're going to do with our Little League program. I got to give a shout out to our boys. We won the championship yesterday in the third and fourth grade over at Dixon, beat Sturgis, and finished perfect 8-0. And, you know, everybody's tickled it up.
And it's great. You know, I've been able to watch them, and they're a great group of kids. And you take the fifth and sixth grade that has great kids in it too, and you put those kids together, and you know we're looking at those four groups being as the next great group of Crittenden County. Yeah. So we have to get them ready and prepare them and get them ready to play high school.
Yeah, and we're trying our best and look forward to next season. We'll be back. We'll sign off now and see you again next August.
Thanks, Chris. See you, buddy.
Thanks.